Testing. Page 1. For an original driving privilege, DMV will test your vision, driving knowledge, and driving skill. Every time you take a test, you must pay the test fee and present proof of identity and date of birth. However, before DMV can issue a driving privilege, proof of legal presence and current residence address is also required. You may take tests at most DMV offices. You must pay your test fee separate from any other fees. Vision test. DMV will test your eyesight to confirm you can see well enough to drive safely. If you take the test while wearing glasses or contact lenses, your driving privilege will indicate that corrected lenses are required. If you do not pass the vision test, DMV will give you a form to take to a licensed vision specialist. Knowledge tests. Class C knowledge test. This manual includes all the information necessary to pass this test. The test includes questions about road signs, traffic laws, and other information a driver needs to know. It has 35 multiple-choice questions. You must answer 28 questions correctly to receive a passing score. The fee for taking this test is $5. Safe Driving Practices Test. This is an additional knowledge test required for a person under 18 years of age who is applying for a license. It checks your knowledge of safe driving practices. You may not take this test more than 30 days before your 16th birthday. There is no fee for this test. Rules and guidelines for knowledge tests. Check office hours prior to taking your test. Unless you need special accommodation, you do not need an appointment to take a knowledge test, but you must be assisted at the counter at least 1 hour before closing time. Only those being tested and authorized translators are allowed in the testing area. Page 2. Knowledge tests are given on a touchscreen monitor. The test is available in several languages, with or without audio assistance. You may bring your own headphones for the test. You cannot use a DMV manual or any notes to help you answer test questions. With permission, you may use a paper foreign language translation dictionary. If it is determined that you are cheating, you will fail your test. You will not be allowed to test again for 90 days. The following is considered cheating: talking, writing, or note-taking, cell phone use, operation of any electronic devices, or allowing someone else to take a test for you. If you fail a knowledge test, you must wait at least 1 day before trying again. If you fail a test 4 more times, you must wait at least 28 days before taking it again. If you require a special accommodation to take a knowledge test, please contact your local office. Drive test. During the drive, behind the wheel test, you will demonstrate your driving skills and knowledge of traffic rules, highway signs, and signals. The test includes turning, backing up, parking, lane changes, speed control, signaling, vehicle control, and general driving ability. The examiner will sit in the front seat and give you directions. After the test, the examiner will discuss the results with you. DMV may waive the drive test if you are a new resident surrendering an out-of-state license that is valid or expired less than 1 year. You completed an ODOT-approved driver education course within the last 2 years and present a plastic course completion card. Drive tests are conducted by appointment only. DMV requires you to show valid proof of insurance for your vehicle before the drive test, or you will have to reschedule the test. Fee for taking this test is $9. Rules and guidelines for drive tests. Only you and the examiner are allowed in the vehicle during a drive test. Translators, family, friends, or pets are not allowed. Remove weapons from your vehicle before taking a drive test. Page 3. Turn off any electronic devices in your vehicle, including the radio and your cell phone. Remove objects from the dashboard and rearview mirror. If you are under 18 years of age and you fail the drive test, you must wait 28 days after each failure before retaking the test. You must have a valid Oregon instruction permit for 28 days before you can test again. If you are 18 years of age or older and you fail the drive test, you must wait 7 days before taking your next test. If you fail the second time, you must wait 14 days before the third test. Subsequent tests may be taken 28 days apart. In all cases, if you fail a fifth drive test, you must wait 1 year before taking another test. test vehicle. The examiner will determine if the vehicle being used has the equipment required for the test. If your vehicle does not pass the equipment check, you will have to reschedule the drive test. Vehicle equipment that must be in working order for the test includes the vehicle starts under its own power, turn signals, front and back, brake lights, horn, passenger door opens and closes with handle from inside and outside, proper, secure, and reasonably clean passenger seat, seat belts, tires are not bald or damaged, muffler has no excessive leaks or unreasonable noise, display valid registration, side view or rear view mirrors, nothing may obstruct the driver's or examiner's view to the front, side, or rear of the vehicle. If weather conditions require, your vehicle must have studded tires or traction devices, windshield wipers, headlights, taillights, and a window defroster. Page 4. Blank. Page 5. Everything you need to know to pass your tests is located in this section. It is important that you study the material for each topic. Sample questions are provided to help you test your knowledge.